KD Country 94 weather.
Kintu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Kintu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Kintu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 45. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 31. High temperatures reach up to 57. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
According to a Jewell County press release on February 21st, the Jewell County Sheriff's Office took a report of a headstone being ran into at the Mount Hope Cemetery. The headstone was damaged and broken into several pieces. The incident took place sometime between January 1st and January 24th. Jewell County Sheriff's Office is asking for anyone with information on this incident to call 378-3194. The Kansas Highway Patrol will join other law enforcement agencies from Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma in partnership with the Seatbelts Are For Everyone, the SAFE program, for a two-week seatbelt enforcement beginning earlier this week, Monday, through Friday, March the 8th. Troopers will focus on drivers and passengers in and around high schools to raise awareness of roadway safety and the importance of wearing seatbelts. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for teens, 15 to 18-year-olds in the U.S., ahead of all other types of injury, disease, or violence. Seatbelts have been proven to save lives and prevent injuries. It is our goal to make sure all citizens of Kansas buckle up in all seating positions, said Colonel Eric Smith, superintendent of the Kansas Highway Patrol. Please slow down and put distractions away. Safe driving behaviors can help prevent crashes on Kansas roadways. Troopers will be extra vigilant when patrolling around schools. Law enforcement officers will continue to educate drivers and passengers about the importance of using seatbelts while in their vehicles, remind teens that driving is a privilege, and encourage them to learn about the importance of driving safely. Have a job opening to tell you about. Agmark LLC has a full-time position open on their accounting team in the Beloit office. The successful candidate should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package including competitive wages, 401k, cooperative retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send an application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Applications can be found at the website, agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Lenten meals will be served to the public at 5:30 p.m. with Lenten service to follow at 6:15 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Beloit tonight and every Wednesday through March the 20th. Osborne United Methodist Church in Osborne having an event going on. Family night Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Supper and child care provided. And then coming up on Saturday, March 2nd, registration 8:30 in the morning, presentation 9 to 3, as they're excited to introduce their guest speaker for the 2024 Soul Infusion Women's Conference, Leah Simpson. And there'll be brunch at the Jewell Community Center, biscuits and sausage and gravy, fruit cups and long johns. That'll be this Sunday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Jewell Community Center, a free will donation sponsored by the Jewell Chamber of Commerce. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Gives it to Thompson. Underneath is Boudreaux. Lays it up and in! The bucket counts and a foul. Boudreaux gives Beloit the lead again. 19 for the Sop. Free throw, Brecken up and good. Her second three-point play of the game. She has a career-high 20. Files is going to face guard McClure the best she can. Shoup can slash. Weatherman's an outside shooter. Man-to-man full court by Beloit. Minneapolis going left to right. They get it into Shoup. Oh, cutting the hoop is McClure all the way down the floor. Lays it up and in at the buzzer, and Beloit loses in overtime. Minneapolis had the perfect play with 4 seconds remaining.
Brecken Boudreaux with a huge three-point play down the stretch in overtime for Beloit, but a bigger shot from Macy McClure as Minneapolis picks up the win over Beloit on Tuesday night in the first round of 3A Substate. Much more on that game coming up from Wade Gershner in the sportscast. We'll look at other Substate basketball. KU men's basketball team with a battle against BYU, and also a look at other college hoops. All coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. 3A Substate action on Tuesday on the girls' side, the Riley County Substate. As you heard, Minneapolis winning over Beloit, 44-42 in overtime, the final. Also, Silver Lake beat Marysville, 74-48. St. Mary's over Nemaha Central, 36-29. And Rossville beat Riley County, 38-28. Wade Gershner had the call for the Lady Trojans and Lady Lions on KD Country 94 and the Beloit Trojan Channel on Tuesday night.
It was a 3A first-round Substate Classic in Minneapolis and girls action on Tuesday night, and unfortunately for the Beloit Lady Trojans, their season comes to an end at the buzzer at the end of the first overtime, 44-42. Minneapolis scored the first 5 points, led 5-0, led 9-4 at the end of one. Beloit came back from a 6-point deficit, tied the game at 15. Minnie led 17-15 at halftime. Minneapolis would go up by as many as 6 in the third quarter. Beloit come back, take a 1-point lead, trailed by 2 going into the fourth, tied the game early in the fourth quarter, but Brady Weatherman, her only bucket of the game, a three-pointer, gave Minneapolis a 5-point lead with about 5 minutes to go. Beloit would battle back, cut it to 3, eventually down 4 with a minute and a half to go. Beloit was able to tie it on a bucket by Addie Budke, and then a basket by Brecken Boudreaux to tie the game at 33-all, and then Budke with a big block on Minneapolis's final possession there in regulation, and eventually we went to overtime. In overtime, Beloit took the lead on a bucket by Brecken Boudreaux. And then Ashlyn Knight had a steal and a layup to regain the lead for Beloit at 37-35. Eventually, Brecken Boudreaux would get a 3-point play to put Beloit up 42-40 with about 20 seconds to play. Minneapolis called a timeout. Eventually, Raylan Robinson was fouled with 8.7 to play. Beloit was in the bonus with 5 team fouls that carry over in overtime for the fourth quarter. So Minneapolis had double bonus, and Raylan Robinson, a 90% foul shooter, calmly hit the first. Beloit called a timeout with 8.7 to go, and then she stepped back up to the line, and she made the second as well. Beloit had the ball and had a turnover on the other end of the floor on a pass down the far sideline, went out of bounds. So Minneapolis had the ball with 4 seconds to play. Neither team had a timeout. Beloit with full court pressure. Minneapolis got the ball into Maggie Shoup, who immediately threw a bounce pass to Macy McClure, who back cut a Beloit defender and was wide open going down the floor and had the game-winning layup at the buzzer, as you heard earlier. And Minneapolis wins it to keep their season alive. They're now 16-5. McClure with the game-winning layup. She was the Essence Drug and Home Health Athlete of the Game for Minneapolis with 14. Beloit was led by Brecken Boudreaux, who was also our Essence Drug and Home Health Athlete of the Game. She had 20, a career-high 18 in the second half. In overtime, Beloit's season comes to an end at 15-6. Boudreaux is only Trojan in double figures. Minneapolis had Maggie Shoup with 10, as Minneapolis hit 17 of 20 free throws in the ballgame. Beloit was 5 of 10 from the line. Minneapolis wins 44-42 in overtime. They're now 16-5 on the season. They'll play Silver Lake on Friday in the Substate semifinals. Our Cunningham telephone cable connection to the game. Marley fouled to Cassandra Thompson on a nice pass in the second quarter. The HR block of the game went to Ashlyn Knight. We mentioned the SNS Drug and Home Health athletes of the game. Macy McClure for Minneapolis with 14 in the game-winning layup at the end of overtime. And Brecken Boudreaux, new career high 20. And the Syncon of Kansas utility players of the game, Raylan Robinson for Minneapolis with those clutch free throws that tie it late in overtime, and Peyton Remus, a four year starter at guard, who ended up with 5 points, only a three-pointer for Beloit, and did so many of the little things to help this team as a leader in playing the point for Beloit. Once again, your final score in overtime on Tuesday night. Minneapolis ends the Lady Trojan season 44-42 in overtime at the buzzer. Reporting for KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports, I'm Wade Gershner.
Thanks, Wade. Other 3A Substate Girls Finals in the Hoisington first round. Ellsworth beat Nickerson 57-36. The Lady Bearcats will move on to take on the host Hoisington on Friday. Southeast Saline in the first round of that Substate. The Lady Trojans fell to Osage City 62-53, seeing their season come to a close. In 2A Boys Substate action, the Oakley Substate first round in Smith Center. The Redmen beating Oakley 62-41. It's the first Substate win in 6 years. 2018, the last time Smith Center won a Substate game. And they'll take on Plainville on Friday in the semifinals. Also, the Wabunzee first round, Valley Heights over Lincoln 38-34. And Sacred Heart beat Republic County 79-23. You can find full brackets for Substate hoops at ncksports.com. Also, coming up tonight, don't miss our high school basketball locker room chats. We'll talk with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge for the final time this season on our locker room chats. You can catch them on KD Country 94 and online at KDCountry94.com around 5:15.
76-68, BYU with a historic win in Allen Fieldhouse. Give them all the credit in the world. Kansas coughed this one up and honestly gave it away with so many missed opportunities offensively in what was their toughest, least efficient offensive half of basketball all season.
BYU made a double-digit second-half comeback to pull off the upset win over number 7 Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse on Tuesday night, snapping a 19-game home-winning streak for the Jayhawks. Kansas led 41-29 just under 2 minutes into the second half, but the Cougars chipped away at the lead throughout the half. With 4:50 left, BYU took their first lead of the half at 59-58. And going back and forth, the Cougars hit two big threes in the final 3 minutes, finished the game 7 of 8 from the free throw line down the stretch in the 8-point win. Kansas struggled from the line, going 19 of 31. Hunter Dickinson, who led the Jayhawks with 17 points and 11 boards, was just 6 of 15 from the line. BYU made 13 three-pointers to KU's 3. Jayhawks coach Bill Self on the struggle.
We got what we deserved tonight. We didn't do enough to put any pressure on them. Didn't play the scouting report very well. And obviously, we played terribly offensively. Bottom line is this. It's hard when you get outscored 30 points from beyond the arc. I was hoping it would be more like 15, and then we'd make enough twos to make the difference.
Kansas is now 21-7, 9-6 in the Big 12, while BYU improved to 20-8 and 8-7. KU's Big 12 title hopes are likely dashed as they trail by 3 games with 3 remaining. Number 1 Houston moved to 25-3 and 12-3 in the Big 12 with a 67-59 win over Cincinnati Tuesday night. Also in the conference, Texas picked up an 81-69 win at Texas Tech. Finally, in sports, in women's hoops, it's senior night for number 15 K-State. The Wildcats, who are 23-5 overall and 12-4 in the Big 12, host 16-10 and 10-6 Iowa State. Tip-off at 6:30 on ESPN+. Also tonight, 16-11 and 9-7 Kansas at 12-14, 3-13 UCF. 5 o'clock on ESPN+ in Orlando. A full look at the conference schedule and results can be found at Big12Sports.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.